Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
Now, it's just gone 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guests, Darren Green from Thrive Cafe and Elliot Tong, Councillor Elliot Tong, I should say, and you're Councillor for Abbey Ward, is that right?
Yes, Abbey Ward. Thrive is just outside of it, but it's nearby, yeah. Quite a popular community.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
Now, Darren, Thrive Cafe, you've decided to open on Christmas Day, and do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So we actually opened Christmas Day last year as well, as a bit of an experiment, and we got quite a few people coming in who were just lonely, had nowhere to go on the Christmas Day, and at the end of the day when we closed they said, thank you very much, you've saved my day. So having got such good feedback, we thought we'd do it again this year, hopefully a little bit bigger as well. And one of the other things we're doing this year is so we're going to be providing a reduced menu but free food and drinks on the day, and anybody who wants to donate can do, and all the takings will go to humanitarian aid in Gaza, because that's just such a terrible situation. I never imagined, you know, 1 year on, that would still be happening.
No, that's it's all of that is just lovely and really kind of the true meaning of, you know, you should think about for Christmas, in my opinion. Now, Elliot, how did you get involved?
So trying to give back to the community around Christmas time is something I'm always interested in. I've seen the struggles that people are going through around this time of year, not just because we're very financially stretched, but also because, as Darren has already said, it can be very lonely in the winter. It can be very isolating for people. So it was something that I was talking about with Darren, about what we could do. And Darren spoke about this amazing thing he did last year, but wasn't really sure about doing it again this year because, well, he handled it largely on his own last year. And I said, I would love to get involved. I'd love to give that support. And hopefully we can make it even bigger. We can try and reach out to even more people. And that's what I'm really, really excited to do.
Yeah, and it's really, like you said, to kind of foster a bit of sense of community as well. People are very busy, and I use busy in kind of quotes, that we don't always have time even for our neighbours, because you're always rushing, we're always doing something, and we always we'd like to stop and have a chat and a thing, but I haven't got time now. I've got to get to the post office, I've got to get to work, I've got to get to X, Y, Z. And sometimes those are the moments you miss that are the really special ones, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, we're really excited to hopefully show some Christmas films. I'm hoping to brew some mulled wine. So there'll be lots of Christmassy things going on to help people chat with each other, encourage that sort of engagement. Because I have spoken to people that don't get to spend time with their family. Their family may live a long way away. They may have trouble accessing them for a whole number of reasons. And to foster that is really, really important to me.
Yeah. So who are you aiming it at? I'm guessing it's anyone that just fancies a bit of a sort of different time on Christmas Day.
Absolutely everybody, yes. Yeah, so the doors will be open from 10 till 5. And anybody who wants a bit of Christmas cheer, or even just a quiet place in a corner, Thrive's that kind of building that you can find quite little corners,
yeah,
if that's
lovely.
What you want,
it's,
but just to be, you know, around people.
And
on the day.
I believe a festive toastie could be in order.
Yes.
That sounds lovely. I mean, I love a toastie.
Recipe's still being designed, but it's going to be tasty.
Oh, wonderful. And mince pies, perhaps? All catered for.
Roast veg, too.
Lovely.
It's a classic. It's a staple. You've got to have it.
Yes. And so anyone that's just find themselves on their own and they just want a bit of company, whether they want some food or not, really, come in and have a chat and say, also trying to raise a little bit of money to help the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Now, if anyone doesn't know where Thrive Cafe is, I've just realised people may not know who aren't close by to here.
Yep, so it's 5-7 Norfolk Street, which is kind of the junction with the end of Norfolk Street and East Road. Head over to the Grafton Centre and
it's sort of opposite Burley Street, isn't it?
That's
in a way,
right,
as
yes.
well, that junction
yep.
where, you know, you're right by the pedestrian crossing, so it's easy to get there.
Easy, yep.
Just down the road from here as well, if you know where Cambridge Radio is based.
Yes, that's very true, very true. Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it, and for doing that on Christmas Day. I think it's going to be a lovely thing to do, and I know you'll get a lot of fun out of
it
too.
We'll be having fun too, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Now, what's going to be your first Christmas film? Because that could be controversial.
It could.
A Wonderful Life is a classic.
We showed that last year, though.
So. Yeah, and it's a bit sad. I mean, you know, I think you want something jolly, but I'll leave you to dwell on that one. But thank you very much both for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Cambridge Radio.